Welcome to the Business of Beverages, drinks industry insights with makers, marketeers, and mischief.
Hello, and welcome to the Business of Beverages bi-weekly quiz episode, where Mr. William P. Keating and I, Podrick Foxy Fox, take each other on. It's not really you calling me that. I thought I'd shake it up a little bit this week.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love the self-confidence to call yourself a ridiculous nickname.
I know. And considering the losing streak I'm on with the quiz, I'm just trying to like hype myself up before it. I've come into this quiz today ready to, you know, make an impact.
You won the last quiz. You're not a losing streak at all.
Oh, I did, actually. All right, I'll calm down. I'll calm down a bit. Maybe it's this heat just has me a little bit like hyped up and aggro.
Yeah, you look a bit frazzled.
Yeah, it's warm. Look, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy the heat, and warm weather is a very good excuse to drink some beverages.
I hear you. I am partaking of some thirst quenching beverages on a regular basis, purely for medicinal purposes.
And of course, research for our quiz, which is what the listeners really want.
Stop faffing and get to the good stuff, Foxy.
Okay. Will, do you want to ask the questions first or do you want to answer the questions first?
I'm going to ask this week. Okay.
Ooh, right. Okay. All right.
For 5 points, this drink was first created in Somerset in England in the 1940s by a man called Francis Showering.
Right, well, the obvious answer is Somerset cider, but I'm fairly positive cider existed in Somerset before the 1940s. I think it would be very naive of me to think.
This is a brand. This is a brand, to be clear.
Oh, in which case it could be a Somerset cider. I've no idea where Thatcher's is from, but I'm going to guess Thatcher's cider.
Incorrect.
Okay.
Incorrect, but a good guess. I think Thatcher's is Somerset as well. But unfortunately, Thatcher's is not correct. But this was the first alcoholic brand advertised on UK television.
Oh, my goodness. This is one of those facts I really should know, but I don't. And all that is popping into my head, and I'm fairly confident this is going to be wrong, is Bass. But Bass was around before the 1940s.
Yes, absolutely. You're right. So it couldn't possibly be Bass.
No, and it was also the first beer to be trademarked.
Yes.
Fun fact that I probably should have saved for a future quiz.
well, I knew that because Bass was founded, I think, in 1777, and the famous red triangle was its trademark. But trademarks didn't exist until the trademark office opened up sometime in the 1800s, and Bass became the first trademark because they sent one of their boys, quote-unquote, to queue overnight. So he queued overnight to be first when the trademark office opened. That's how it became the first trademark.
But not the first alcohol beverage to be shown on British TV. I don't know. I would have imagined it was a fairly long-standing brand. No, because it was 1940s. Yeah. These cues are so conflicting. could it have been something like, well, I've no idea how old it was, but maybe Watney's Red Barrel?
Not a bad call, because Watney's was around for years, but Red Barrel was kind of like a 1960s creation. But no, it's not Watney's Red Barrel.
Okay.
So
on to number three.
This brand, for 3 points, this brand was served in a distinctive coupe-style glass and marketed explicitly to women.
Oof. In the 1940s, better than 40s.
Created in Somerset by a man called Showering in the 1940s, first alcoholic drink advertised in the UK, served in a distinctive coupe-style glass and aimed squarely at women.
I know this is wrong, but I'm going to go at Ritz Perry.
Ooh, it is wrong, but you're very close. You're very, very close. So the mascot of this drink is a very dapper chamois, goat or deer, sometimes they get confused, with a blue bow tie.
Baby Sham.
Yes. Yeah. Well done. Yeah, Baby Sham. That completely kitsch and iconic drink at the same time. Apparently, it's overdue a renaissance sometime soon.
I had no idea it was only invented in the 1940s. I would have thought it was a little bit more 1920s kind of style.
Yeah, it kind of had that vibe a little bit, but there's a lot of great sort of social history stuff written about it. It is one of those kind of iconic drinks. It really sort of brought a little bit of glamour, particularly with the advertising, you know, to what was considered to be a relatively dull and quite male-orientated drinking scene in the 1950s in England, certainly. So I'd Love a Baby Sham was its great slogan.
Am I right in thinking it came in smaller bottles as well?
Yeah, I think it was in Snipes, so I'm pretty sure it was in something in around the 200ml Snipe kind of range. It was a 6% champagne Perry. That was the final clue I was going to give you. But it was absolutely an iconic drink. So for those of you outside of the UK and Ireland, you may not be familiar with it, but it was the height of sophistication in the 1950s and 60s for women to be seen drinking Baby Sham.
I haven't seen it in a long time, but it's the Baby Deer. That's the one that did it for me.
Yeah. Right, so 2 points.
2 points, I'll take that.
Solid start.
I'm fairly confident you're going to get this in more than 2 points, but we shall see. So I will. For 5 points, this brand first became a public company in 1859 and now sells over 2 billion bottles per year.
1859. Okay, so Guinness was incorporated as a public company in 1888, I think. So it's not Guinness. So something that's mega, 2 billion bottles. That's a lot of bottles.
There's a lot of bottles.
And it's too early for Coca-Cola. It's too early for Guinness. Wow. Goodness me. Ocean Spray.
Oh, that's cranberry juice, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, well, you can guess from my answer there, it is not Ocean Spray, but good thinking on it. The brand works, so for 4 points, the brand works with designers on limited edition bottles on a yearly basis, and to date have included Diane von Furstenberg, Alexander Wang, and Christian Lacroix amongst the number.
Okay. I don't know any of those people, but I'm taking from what you're saying that they're all famous designers of some ilk or other.
I am very surprised you do not have a Diane von Furstenberg in your collection of shirts.
No, I do have a shirt called a shite shirt, though. That's a true story.
Most of your shirts are shite shirts, but anyway.
Yes, I said that at one of you, but it's actually, honestly, it's called a shite shirt. It has a shite shirt on the logo. Right. I'm going to go for Veuve Clicquot.
We're getting closer, but it's not Veuve Clicquot. So as I said, we're getting closer. For 3 points, technically, this brand was born in Switzerland. However, in 2015, it was the largest production facility in France. Out of any industry, it was the largest production facility in France.
Evian.
It is Evian.
Oh, I'm delighted. Delighted. Yeah, because I was thinking Volvic, and then I was like, no, Volvic is specific to its particular geographical location in terms of some of its advertising, whereas Evian is kind of just a bit alpine. So, yeah, I was guessing that maybe that could have moved locations. Well done. Good clues.
Well, fun fact for you, Will, the location didn't actually move, but the territory border did.
Oh, tell me.
Yes. So when the waters of Evian were first used for their medicinal purposes and bottled and sold, the region was Savoy, which was a part of the Italian Empire in Switzerland. And then when it was redrawn after the Treaty of Turin, it moved to France. So
Treaty of Turin.
The Treaty of Turin, move the borders, and ever since Evian has been French.
Oh, fantastic. There you go. Great clues. What were the other remaining clues?
So you absolutely 100% would have got it on clue two, which was in 2018, they announced that they will make all of their plastic bottles from 100% recycled plastic by 2025.
Yeah.
And they're actually doing some really cool stuff in that closing the loop and circular economy on that. And then for 1 point, you, if you spell naive backwards, you get this beverage.
Oh, very good. Well done. A good close game, actually. 3-2.
Yes, that was very enjoyable. So, look, I'm going to let you go and enjoy a baby sham in the warm weather.
I'd love a baby sham.
Well, we're going to leave it at that. Do follow us on social media. And if you have any quiz questions, feel free to drop one or other of us a line. Or if you want to host a quiz, do let us know on bizbetpod@gmail.com or drop us a line on Instagram or Twitter @bizbetpod. See you next time.
Good luck.
Thank you for listening to The Business of Beverages. It's been our pleasure to bring you this episode. If you enjoyed what you heard, please subscribe and recommend us to one other friend or colleague. As ever, we are independently produced and self-funded, so we appreciate your support in listening, sharing, or reviewing this podcast. You can, of course, follow us on Twitter, where we go by @BizBevPod. If you'd like to support us further, you can find us on buymeacoffee.com/BizBevPod.
Let me just text somebody. Because when I thought I was going to get away early,
that will last through it.